Accountability is one of those things that people shy away from. They don't want to be considered micromanagers. They don't want to be overbearing. They want to keep their friends, right? But accountability is exactly what ensures things get done, and you cannot be afraid of this term. My name's Jeff Bajorek, and my career in sales has been a hell of a ride. With me. If you prefer to sell things at a premium, if you never want to win a deal on price, rethink the way you sell. My name's Jeff Bajorek. I'm your host, and I'm here to help you rethink the way you sell. This season, season three of the podcast, is all about rethinking your prospecting. And one of the biggest issues that more teams aren't creating more opportunities is that their feet aren't held to the fire. They're not being held accountable. Right now, there's a sales manager out there who believes that the company's comp plan is doing their job for them. If you listen to the last episode, you know that sales manager is likely failing. And these two issues, they go hand in hand. Incentives are a big deal. I talked about those. Go back and listen to the last episode because I gave you some really good insights and some really good tips for how to overcome this obstacle. But if you are not holding your team accountable as the leader, then how do you know they're getting anything done? How do you know they're getting the right things done? And this isn't about big brother or big sister. This isn't about looking over people's shoulders and shaking your finger at them and making sure they're doing their job. This is about making sure that they know that you're looking out for them, that they know that you want what's best for them, that they know that if you're looking out for them with their best intentions, then they're going to do better. And when your team performs better, you perform better. Accountability is about, it's about partnership. It's about collaboration. And that's where it diverts dramatically from micromanagement. Micromanagement is demonstrates a lack of trust. It's, hey, if I don't look at you and look at your work and make sure that you're doing your work, I don't think it's going to get done. Therefore, I don't trust you to do that thing that we pay you well to do. And it just sets a terrible tone. Accountability, on the other hand, is about trust. It's about, I believe that you can do it. I believe enough in you and your ability to do it that I'm going to check on you and make sure you don't need anything from me. It's about taking responsibility for your own actions in the rep's success, your own responsibility and influence over your rep's success. It's about making sure that they know that you're looking out for them. And this is what gets missed. It gets missed all the time. And it doesn't need to. If you would just be willing as the leader to show your interest, to demonstrate your willingness to help and be involved and do the things that only you can do in a deal. And you know you can help your reps get meetings by way of your business card and your title. You know that you can sway the outcome of a sales call based on your business card and your title. You know you can be of assistance unless you're one of those reps who really got promoted to the level of their own ineptitude and incompetence, right? The Peter principle. Maybe there's an issue there. Maybe you don't actually believe that you can help. That's a problem. We'll get into that in a few days. But you should be meeting with your reps on at least a monthly basis for just 15 minutes. And I know. Hey, Jeff, I talk to my reps all the time. We're in contact every day. We have such a great relationship. We text back and forth and never more than a phone call away. Yep, I've heard it all before. Yet those are the same reps that aren't producing the results that they could because you're not willing to hold their feet to the fire. So this is what you need to do. 15 minutes once a month, maybe more. If you sell a highly transactional product or service and there are your pipeline moves, this is, really is dependent on your average selling cycle. But once a month is typically good for most organizations. Once a month for 15 minutes. Talk about nothing but the results. And use this meeting as a catalyst to talk about other things that you can talk about during your one-on-ones that are probably scheduled weekly, maybe bi-weekly, for your team meetings. Okay, and your workshops and those making the most of those team meetings, you should be doing that. They don't have to be boring, but again, that's another episode. But in 15 minutes every month, you can have a real heart-to-heart about what's going on in the territory, what needs to go on in that rep's business and in their pipeline. and then what needs to be addressed to make sure that they're successful. Again, this is you as the leader making sure that your reps are successful, not just looking over their shoulders to make sure that you're going to be okay. Big difference there. So I know a lot of people, and I work with a lot of leaders who say, well, no, we do this, we meet, we talk, I have a pretty good idea. I think, no, you're missing the point here. It's a brief meeting to make sure that you're both exactly on the same page. This is what happened. This is what didn't. This is what will. This is what happened, or this is what will happen if, you know, what you're saying, what you're projecting doesn't happen. Let's just make sure we're clear. And let's make sure that we have at least a monthly reset on what the most important priorities in your business are. Don't miss this opportunity because you're afraid to have the conversation. Once a month, 15 minutes, I suggest that you stack these back to back, maybe with a break every hour or so, just to give yourself a breather and maybe a chance to get a new, you know, another cup of coffee. But you have to make sure that your reps know what priority number one is. Look, you know how to prospect. I know you know how to prospect, but something still gets in your way. As a matter of fact, I've identified 8 reasons that you and your team are not creating more sales opportunities. I put them together as a white paper to serve as a companion of this season of the Rethink the Way You Sell podcast. Go to jeffbajorek.com/8reasons to download your copy and the self-assessment that is included in that white paper so you know where you can make maximal impact right away to improve your prospecting results. Now back to the show. So I'm going to give you 7 questions that you can ask during these meetings that will not only underscore the importance and the priorities of the business, but also make your reps feel empowered. Are you ready? Here they are. How's it gone since the last time we met? What went well? What didn't go so well? What's next? When will you have that accomplished? Do you have everything you need from me in order to accomplish that? And how can I help? Really simple structure and framework there. Okay? And what does that do? Again, it makes sure that you and your team are on the same page so you can keep the focus on the main things. Now, look, those questions can have long answers. I would encourage you to train your reps to know that this is a 15-minute meeting. We don't have time to expound on these things. Bullet points would be appreciated. Hey, maybe they can even submit those bullet points ahead of time if they know these questions are coming, and then your 15-minute call can be a review and almost a triage of sorts that you know what to meet about later in the month. Look, I'm not saying that this should be your only one-on-one. What I'm saying is, despite the fact that the last thing you feel like you need is another meeting, this is a meeting that makes all the others more effective and efficient. But it all comes back to this concept of accountability. Don't be afraid of this word. Don't be afraid of this concept, because it is the thing that will make your business run smoothly, soundly. This is the thing that will increase and improve the level of sales positive, sales culture in your company. This is one of those subtle, almost intangible aspects of a high-performing sales team. Don't miss it. Work on it. You're also not going to get it right the first time. That's okay. Continue to work on it and tell your team what you're doing and why. This transparency is really, really valuable. So I'm going to talk more about this in just a couple of days. I'm having my friend Mike Weinberg on the show. We're going to talk about this very concept because it's so vital. And I've done some work with Mike in the past. This is a concept he talks a ton about, and I've been able to work with some client engagements alongside him and see the leaders who put this strategy into play, their businesses take off. Even the ones that were doing well before they did this, their businesses take off. He and I are going to sit and we're going to talk about this. You're going to love that conversation. I can't wait to share it with you. That's coming in just a couple of days. So make sure you tune in, subscribe, share this podcast with a friend if it has been helpful to you. And I'll talk to you again real soon.
Rethink the Way You Sell is a Pod About It production. It's mixed and edited by Doug Branson, with music by Blue Dot Sessions and Doug Branson. This podcast is masterminded by Jeff Bajorek.